Welcome to Nola Base.
What's good?
Hey y'all, I'm Wesley.
I'm Yan.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Dejon. We are the Nola Babes.
Yes.
So y'all probably wondering, what is Nola Babes? And well, basically we are four best friends from New Orleans, showing the world how women can come together and cultivate a friendship that is based on encouragement, advice, and business partners. So we really started this. Kick this off, Yanni. Why we started this?
All right, you guys. So we started the Nola Babes off. Well, the first things first, I had the vision after Neighborhood Nip died to, you know, give back to the community. We always love to give back, but when he passed away, it just was a stronger process that I need to do more of giving back than what I usually do. So I talked to my girls. We are also known as Travel Gangs, so I talked to the Travel Gang girls as well. And brought up, just gave them my vision of what I would love to do for the community and also for us. So we are also doing this for you guys to hear, but we are also listening as well to ourselves, and we're also learning about our friendship that we have never known about one another. So we are learning in the process as well. But Nola Babes is about a community base as much as we can, so we will be giving back to the community. We are really focused on our young queens and older queens as well, to just love themselves more, and also be that queen that God has made you, and boss the hell up. You know, we want to share with you. We also want you guys to share with us. We want to be able to give you advice, and we want to hear your reviews and also your comments, and we want your support, and we want to support you as well.
Yes, yes, I love this. And today's episode is titled Choosing Good Friends. This is episode one, and so we're just basically introducing ourselves. Okay. And so how we met, me and Wesley, We met at Xavier XU in a building. We met freshman year in 2014 in chemistry class, right?
Chemistry class. We wasn't even talking about chemistry. We were talking about fashion, definitely on Instagram. And we was talking about New York. Supposed to be learning. But that kind of kicked off our friendship, and we've been cool ever since.
Yeah.
Me and Ayana met back in the 8th grade at Xavier Prep.
Yes.
And we've been close ever since.
And it's crazy because I don't know how, y'all. She was in honors. I was in regular classes. It was weird that we became best friends because we sat with so many people.
Yeah.
So it was great, you know, that we had that bond. And still to this day, we have that bond. So, yes. How y'all met, though? Y'all forgetting about Dejon and Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. Me and Dejon met in a step aerobics class at Xavier.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Tell them.
It was crazy. We had a little problem in the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl at school, y'all, we didn't have assigned parking spots, but... you know, you get in where you fit in, and so... This girl, she thought I was trying to steal her spot, but I got it either way it goes. and so I come to class, and the girl really approached me on some crazy stuff. And, like, she was bucking, so you know me. I buck back. So. So either Chelsea, I seen out the cut of my eye. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her. She laughing. And I'm like, I'm serious, but I'm laughing too because I'm like, wow. But anyways, Chelsea had some really, really pretty
Wait, breaks. But at that point, I knew I wanted to be friends with you. And I
said,
yes. I was like, because she's from New Orleans. And, you know, I want to be her friend.
Girl, what? Yeah, you already knew. So, so yeah, she had some really pretty braids. Chelsea had these box braids, and I was just like, ooh, I need some. And I knew a mutual friend of hers because she went to Xavier Prep, and so I called that friend up. I was like, hey, you know Chelsea? She was like, yeah. So she gave me her number, and we text the whole summer.
The entire summer. We talked about traveling. We talked about hair. We talked about so much. But we really just clicked.
Yeah.
And it was amazing ever since.
Yeah. And then we all like came together in 2018, last year.
Wow.
Last year.
During Mardi Gras time. At that little club.
Yeah, we went to a club.
Xavier party.
That was my first Xavier party. I've never been back. Xavier
party.
I said that was my last.
Girl, why you lying? You was at the house party, girl.
My guy was in there jumping.
I'm so weak.
So, yeah, so we became close friends. We just clicked, guys. And last year.
Go ahead. I was about to say, the first thing that we really started doing together was traveling. Like, we went on a trip to Panama together.
Wow.
Within the next month.
The next. So friendly.
Yes, so friendly.
But it all worked out.
Missed that.
Oh, yeah. Wes
Oh, yeah. You didn't come on.
Wes didn't come.
But the stories was funny.
I didn't really know you neither.
When did y'all start talking? When did y'all become friends?
After that, Yanni wanted to go on our vacation trip to Atlanta, bitch. She's like, because our birthday is one day apart. Yeah. So we went to Atlanta, June 9th. And that was amazing. Yeah. We really became best friends right there.
Atlanta was the
athletic hometown.
Shout out ATL. Yes. We coming back.
Yeah, y'all showed us a great time. Y'all did. But yeah. So, we really just incorporated this friendship and took it to the next level. So we on this level now. We on a podcast.
Yes.
Doing it, you know?
We have big goals for this.
Yeah.
Big goals, big plans.
And it's very amazing that, you know, a lot of people, my friends that I talk to, and they know I have like a group of other friends that we're just so connected and so, you know, on the same page. And they always say, Yan, how do y'all do it? Like, you know, how are y'all all friends?
Like, y'all feel like we ever, like, fuss?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we fuss.
We really fuss. Y'all think we fuss? I know me and you fuss.
I don't think on a serious note, like,
it's, I don't think it's ever get to that point where it's like
petty fuss. Like sisters.
I was about to say more like sisters.
Definitely. So I would give y'all sister vibes. You know, y'all give me sister vibes.
Yeah. I don't know how we do it. I think it's really just our energy. Mm-hmm. I think we really respect each other first and foremost. Yes. Each other's opinions, each other's values and ideas. And we really have conversations and just talk about everything.
Right.
Our communication is on point.
Right,
so. And that's so goofy as well.
Yeah.
I couldn't even see y'all going off on me without laughing, but I would be mad at the same time.
I know,
mad.
I know. Laughing but mad. But that really all coincides with how our title is choosing good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really find, you know, those characteristics and traits in a friend, in a person, a boy, girl, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what do y'all really look for in a friend when you're choosing a friend, a girl?
For me, I definitely think it's like, I'm a really energy person. I'm a vibe. So I really look for that. I don't know, like, how to call. I don't know how to explain it, but if the vibe is on one, because some people just be on some weird stuff. And I know that I be on weird stuff, but if somebody on the same weird stuff as me, I'm like, okay, we here. For me. That's the first thing I look for.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I look for, well, when I get to know you, of course, is your loyalty. Mm-hmm. You know, you can feel that even in conversations that you might have with a new person,
mm-hmm.
You can see how they're talking about another person. You know, if they talk about somebody else,
they dragging.
AKA dragging for somebody else, you feel, you know, I don't feel like I can trust you as much.
Right.
You know, I feel like everybody have their moments when they girlfriends, when y'all laughing about certain things, but it's like, it's a whole nother piece of the puzzle. Like, when you continue to just bring up people out of nowhere, talking about them,
especially when you just meet a person,
exactly, because you don't know me at all. You don't know who I know.
Exactly.
So for me, it would definitely be your first, it'll be your loyalty to other people, because I don't know you yet, and then I'll be able to see your loyalty, how it would be for me, to me. So yeah, I would look for loyalty.
Yeah, so the first thing that I would look for is kind of like how me and Dejan met, like just similar interests. I'm pretty sure if you like good music and if you like good food and you like hell, me and you could be friends
forever.
Right. And so that's really what I look for first, is just those interests. And then afterwards, of course, like, of course you have to be a person that is not really, you know, I can open up to you and you shouldn't judge me. So as long as you're understanding and things like that, I think that's what makes, you know, a good friend.
Right, right. Wow. I really agree with all that. Y'all took my ideas, man. But no, I look for, when I first look at someone, who's fun and respectful and loving. Definitely, I found that with all of them, you know, those spark interests, fashion, food, hair, you know, everything. So we all, like, when I found them as friends, I seen that they love the things that I love, but also they respect each other, and the way they were brought up was similar as how I was brought up in a two-parent home, loving, caring parents, and we all have brothers.
Yes, we all have
older brothers, so we related on that, and we're the baby girls. We're spoiled rotten. Just know that.
I know. Unfortunately,
we're spoiled. So I know I'm spoiled. So, and also fun. We always joking, always laughing. Yes. I always see the most randomest thing.
Oh my god.
And then I really look at accountability. Like,
yes,
we're always, you know, keep pushing and encouraging each other. Like right now, like, I just graduated. I don't have a job, but, you know, my friends, they pushing me, like, you know, D, you got this. You next job, next offer, you gonna get it. And then also, you know, when you down, when you ain't got it like that, they on my back, not only my parents, you know, I can't come to them for money or something like that. I know I could come to my friends, and, you know, they always have your back. So you always have to look for somebody that can have your back on down days, up days, you know, just different moods you feeling. And I definitely found that with them.
Yeah.
Right, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. Yes, definitely. And also honesty, y'all. Y'all gotta keep a G with y'all friends. Bro, 100.
Baby snaps to that.
Yes, so definitely I would say honesty. You know, even if that, I feel like honesty in a relationship, honesty with friendships, honesty with your parents, honesty in school. You know, you got that little moment where you like, dang, it's so easy to lie about this situation because it's just easy to lie, you know, but just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we all perfect. We all lie. But, you know, if you can, just keep it a G, especially with your friends, right, you know, because they're, most of the time, you know, if y'all friends, y'all do have stuff connected to one another, y'all should have, you know, a relationship. Y'all should be, you know, on the same page with each other. So I feel like that should be, you know, that should be your person, you know, and we all each other person, you know what I'm saying? We can, like Deshaun was saying, we can come to each other for everything, you know, it don't matter what it is. Family problems, we still here, you know, boy problems, we here, you know, financial problems, we're here for each other, you know, emotional, spiritually, we are here for each other. So that means so much because I know that, you know, a lot of people don't have that and a lot of people look for that in people. Yeah. So I must say, I am blessed to have that.
Right. Yes. Right. What else? I mean, y'all.
Some things you can avoid in a friendship.
Avoid.
Like, when you see red flags. Talk about red flags in friendships.
Oh God.
It's obviously.
I think what I don't like in a friendship is when, like, a person or a girl gets in a relationship and she kind of, like, dismisses her friends. Like, when she starts to, I mean, of course, you know, be with your boyfriend, be with your dude, but, you know, always remember your friend. And sometimes when people get in relationships, they tend to forget their friends. And, you know, that hurts your feelings sometimes.
Yeah,
definitely.
You get caught
Have
up.
Have y'all felt like that?
Yeah, and I honestly can say I was that person, y'all. When I had a man, it was, he was everything. So, like, now that I'm older and now that I see that, I would definitely do better. But, yeah, I feel like sometimes it's very natural to just want to cling to your boyfriend, you know. But don't forget about your friends, you know. They're going to be there when that boy not there. So, you just got to know that. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that. You got to learn how to balance your time, you know. Definitely.
Yeah. I think we all kind of get there sometimes, because I know sometimes I can get there. Like, if I'm with my dude, we rocking, I'm like, dang, I ain't spend no time with my friends in a good minute because I'm here with him every weekend. We going here, we going there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Friend Friday.
We love a friend Friday, y'all.
Friend Friday, that's when it turns to boyfriend Friday.
Yes, yes. Okay. We can't do that. But
wait,
not.
You said that it really knows.
I'm still friend Friday strong.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we do a little friend Friday, guys. We get together on Fridays, mm-hmm. every Friday
happy
for the most part.
Another
happy hour.
Happy hour with Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm. Happy hour with Jocelyn, talking, catching up from the week.
Yeah,
you know, the spilling our emotions, all of that.
Mm-hmm. I love it, y'all. I love that it's on Friday because it can, you know, it's just kind of the end of your week, mm-hmm. kind of the beginning of your weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, you know, mix in that day. I feel like that is a perfect day for us, you know. Maybe if you have friends, you know, y'all need to pick that day for a friend day.
Yes.
You know, whatever day y'all are available, y'all need to pick that day. Y'all need that day. I'm
yes.
telling y'all, put that in y'all calendar.
Yes.
It works. It
every
helps.
Every week.
Really has
it really does help because it keeps your bond strong
for
as
sure.
well. It's like, you know, I ain't see them Monday, Saturday through Thursday, or, you know, we do hang out on the weekends as well, but if we don't, we just make sure that day we hang out.
Yes. Another red flag would be, like, if I'm asking you to do something and you're just not following through.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. I guess that is accountability, but mm-hmm. not just financially. But you, like, you sit and listen to me talk. But if I say you want to go somewhere and then like you're not following through right then in that last minute,
mm-hmm.
that's very annoying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is
not following through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another red flag would be for me. It would probably be just not being yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One day you're that friend. You know,
uh-huh.
you're that friend that we can lean on. And I know everybody go through things
uh-huh.
and different growths and different changes. But, you know, it should be growth for positivity. It should be growth for, you know, levels, not levels down, so levels up. So, you know, I feel like if you switch up and I'm sensitive. So, it's like...
She be acting like she the hardest one, the most sensitive one.
I know, but when it comes down to, like, I get emotional when it's like friends, family.
She's passionate.
Yeah, I'm very, very passionate about things, but not all things. But I'm joking.
You're still a big dog.
You're still a big dog. That's what I'm trying to say, D. I'm still a big dog.
Feel like.
But, yes, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though... You know, people always feel like they have to be somebody else to hang out with that person or try to have that car to be that, you know, be with that person.
Yeah.
You know, most times when you're yourself, you're the coolest person
mm-hmm.
that, you know, somebody wants to be around.
Right.
You know, maybe you might feel like you're a little weird, but they have people, we are all weird. You know,
yeah.
none of us are really normal when you really think about it. I do some weird things. Y'all do some weird things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. We are all weird. So, you know, don't ever feel like you have to be somebody else. You
yeah.
know, sometimes social media, of
mm-hmm.
course, that's a big thing. You know, I can say sometimes it has me at times like, dang, I need to do this. But I feel like, you know, sometimes I have to try to regroup myself as much as I can to be like, you know, Ayana, you're
mm-hmm.
Ayana. You know, your time is coming. If that's what, you know, what is for me is going to come to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to be yourself. I know in this world it can be very difficult. We see so much, you know.
Right.
So, yes, try to be yourself.
Have that little saying, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes.
And you're not
keeping up with the Joneses.
Be you.
So keep it real.
I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it. So I think a red flag would be being around somebody who's not inspiring. A girl that does, or not even a girl, but a person that
yeah.
doesn't have any goals.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
good.
Person that.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I hit the nail on it.
I was thinking about it. But yeah, like being around people who are uninspired. Who feel like all they need to do is just like party, like definitely always being on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so much more to life. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't recognize that, then me and you really don't have nothing to talk about.
Right.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I thought about one too. Just I guess going back on that respect thing. we all have our times in the way we express ourselves and have emotions and stuff like that. So we're not pushy on, like, if something is going on, like, we'll say, okay, I'm going through something right now. And we're like, what's wrong? And then if they don't want to say it, then we respect that because we know eventually they'll come around. So having respect for a person and not, you know, calling them out on a name and pushing them to say something that they don't want to say or do something that they don't want to do, mm-hmm. is definitely a red flag too. You have to have that respect for a person, an individual human being, period. So mm-hmm.
right.
being around people like that and or not trying to make fun of you or put you on blast in front like a crowd, you know, because right. people
that's
do act
that's
different.
Ooh, what that's lame, bro.
That's yeah. so whack. You know, people start to act different when they get around certain people.
Yeah,
that's a red flag for sure.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
And I also, to get back with the respect thing, I also believe that you should have respect for yourself.
Huh.
So you lay the ground down when you first meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, when you meet that person, you can already kind of feel, you know, it's a difference when people have confidence and, you know, they know who they are and, you know, they respect themselves. So that gives you nothing, but you have to respect them too, you
right.
know? So I feel like when you respect yourself, they will respect you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of energies.
Yes.
And a lot of energies.
Well, I am moving to Newark, New Jersey.
Aww.
And I'm sorry, Wes. You know, well, it's I'm not really, I feel like me and my friends, they're my best friends. We're connected, energy-wise.
I know. Wait, hold on, y'all. I'm looking at Ayana right now,
right.
and I feel like she's about to start tearing.
No, I'm not.
Yanni, yeah. stop.
I'm
it.
Not. I'm not. I promise you. It's okay. just a little sad, but it's a good sad.
Yeah. Why are you moving to New York, man?
So I am moving because obviously I just graduated from college, Xavier. And
thank you.
I got
this girl.
I got a
head ass.
I got a little opportunity to move to New York, AmeriCorps, to tutor at a school.
Yay. My girl living lavish.
Okay. Period. I'm using Go. This as an opportunity and to really. Really, I've been wanting to move to New York since forever, mm-hmm. and manifestation definitely played a part in this. But yeah, I have my goals and everything. I'm trying not to come back, so yeah, the Nola Babes is still gonna be going
yes,
strong,
we are.
Just like our friendship.
Yes. Yes. The app that we're using, I'm sorry, we will be able to do the podcast while we'll be together, but she'll be in New York, so she would definitely still be on the podcast, guys.
Yes. yes.
Yeah.
She'll be a guest here and there, or all the time if we can.
But we'll truly, truly miss my sis.
Chelsea's so goofy, y'all.
I'm so
She's over here joking though. But yeah, we are super proud of you, Wes.
Thank you.
We're rooting for you,
Definitely.
Supporting you
Always.
Throughout this whole time. Like, for sure, our queen.
Our Roman queen.
Roman.
But yeah, we're happy for you. We just will miss you every day. Every yes. friend Friday.
Every friend Friday.
Every day at work.
The thing is that I am moving, but eventually we all will be on our own journeys because
yeah.
that's what growing up really is about.
Unfortunately,
I know y'all.
You can't be a kid forever.
That chose his life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we definitely appreciate y'all
listening.
For sure. Tune in to our next episode. Be on the lookout. We
yes.
have our Nola Babe page on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Nola Babes _. Please go follow us.
Go
you don't
want
to miss it. I'm telling y'all, this is about to be hot. Like, this is hot. You know,
hottest in the city.
Every episode is going to be something new. You know what I'm saying? Every episode. They're so goofy. Every episode will be something new. You know, at some topics, it would be sad. but sometimes it'll be nothing but fun. Mm-hmm. But we all here to learn.
Sad.
So sometimes it will be a little tough, you know.
We're going to dig deep.
We're digging deep. Exactly.
Yeah. So if you with us digging deep, come on and listen to her.
Yes. Come on and get your shovel.
This girl said, come on and get your shovel. I cannot. Like.
Girl. Oh, my God.
And if y'all have some topics for us to talk about, please leave them down in our comment section. We really want this to be a community. So to talk to y'all and just communicate. And
yeah, we trying to vibe with y'all. And we trying to bring other people up, too. So.
Yes.
Yeah, we leveling up. Yeah, so we gonna have some features. We gonna have giveaways, community service things,
merch. Y'all better be wearing our Nola Babe stuff because it's about to be what
hot. Oh, and lit. Okay, Maya, your day. Booming.
Everything. Nola Babe. Ooh. Nola Babe's out. Every party, I'm wearing a dress with Nola Babe.
Oh my God. My girl, wearing her merch. We about to sponsor y'all.
Sponsored by.
But Nola Babe. But thank y'all so much. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to us on Spotify, iTunes.
Podcast. I think that's the same thing as iTunes.
We coming live with y'all.
SoundCloud.
Anything. We're going to be there.
Yes, we will.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks.
See y'all later.